faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep, P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman's friends, hot on the trail leading to his whereabouts, are confronted with another stumbling block flung in their path by the villainous George Latimer and his henchmen.
Say, have you sent for your G.I. money belt yet? Well, what are you waiting for? They're going fast, and take it from me, you'll be sorry if you miss up on this terrific offer Kellogg's Pep has for you. This is the genuine article, the very same money belt the G.I.s wore. It has three concealed compartments, one large pocket, two smaller ones, covered with a special flap that folds over in the inside and keeps those pockets secret. A safe hiding place for your secret codes and messages, your money and identification. This genuine Army money belt is adjustable so that you can buckle it right on to fit you. It's real Army khaki color with a full-size buckle. You can wear it under your coat or jacket, like the G.I.s did, or on the outside around your waist or slung over one shoulder. Now, G.I.s paid a dollar for their Army money belts, but all you do is to mail 10 cents, plus a box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. Don't put it off. This offer is good for only a few days more. So today, send 10 cents with one Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. You'll go for this swell Army money belt, and you'll go for this swell cereal, Kellogg's Pep. This offer is limited to the United States.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Suspecting that Superman has lost his memory and is none other than Bud Smith, star pitcher for the Metropolis Titans, who has disappeared, Batman and Robin believe he is in the hands of Big George Latimer, a dishonest politician. And as we know, they are right. In the Metropolis bungalow of Dr. Marsh, a former German concentration camp official, Superman is being fed liquefied kryptonite, the strange element which caused him to lose his memory, and which in 24 hours, Marsh has promised Latimer, will make the Man of Steel a mental and physical wreck. However, a hoodlum called Punchy, who is employed by Latimer, is an ardent baseball fan and has been grieving aloud in several taverns over the fate of his beloved Titans. Tipped off about this, Batman and Robin are on Punchy's trail. But so also is Gus, Latimer's henchman, who has been ordered to silence the talkative hoodlum. As we continue now in a shabby rooming house, Punchy is discussing his problem with a crony known as Stubby. Listen.
You, it ain't right, Stubby. Here is the Titans all set to win their first pennant since 1935, and what happens?
They lose Bud Smith.
Yeah, the greatest pitcher and hitter what ever lived. They can't even finish in the first division without him.
It sure is a shame, Punchy.
It's a crime, that's what it is, a dirty, rotten crime.
Yeah. You know what, Punchy?
What?
It's funny, too.
Funny? How do you figure a laugh in this, hey?
Well, if Bud Smith was snatched like the coppers think, how come the boys what snatched him ain't made a bid for ransom?
That ain't none of your business.
Go on, you're just covering up. You don't know nothing about it yourself.
That's what you think. Well, the first time since 1935 they got a chance for the pennant and that dirty baboon louses it up. I ought to do something about it, Stubby.
What can you do, Big Shot?
I can do plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on, tell me then.
I can't, because if I squealed and they found out, that would be all, brother.
If who found out you squealed about what?
I can't tell you, Stubby. I don't dare. Oh, but jeepers, when I think about them poor Titans blowing their first chance for a pennant since 1935.
Now, Punchy, do you really know what happened to Bud Smith? Or are you just kidding?
No, I ain't kidding.
Then what is it? Come on, tell
me. All I can tell you is this much. If I spill what I know, see, Bud Smith would be back on the Titans and they could win the pennant.
Then why don't you?
Because I ain't got the knife, that's why. Look, Stubby, be a good guy and go and get me something to drink, huh? Here's a buck.
Tell me what gives first.
I'll tell you when you come back, honest. And then, as soon as I get me knife up, I'll do something about getting Bud Smith back to the Titans. Go on now, get going.
Well, okay, Punchy. It'll take me a little while, though. I'll have to go over to Wicker Street, you know.
Okay. Hurry it up as fast as you can. Yeah, I'll do it. I gotta. Soon as Stubby comes back, I'll go to the coppers. I'll tell them where Bud Smith is, and I'll get him to lock me up till they got Latimer in the jug. Oh, but if he ever gets loose, though. Hey, you back already, Stubby? Gus.
Yeah, Gus. How you doing, Punchy?
Oh, me? Oh, fine, Gus.
You
hey, listen.
You kind of forgot to come back with that milk Doc Marsh sent you for, didn't you?
The milk? Oh, yeah, the milk. Well, you see, it was like this,
I
Gus.
Know how it is. You've been popping off in every tavern in town.
Me? No, not me, Gus.
I come up here to give you a little message.
A what?
A message from Mr. Latimer. Here it is.
The room we want is at the end of the hall, Batman.
I know. There it is, Robin.
Yes, here's hoping that Punchy character is home, Batman.
And he can tell us where Clark Kent, Bud Smith is. Here we go.
Knock again.
Right.
Nobody home. What do we do now?
I guess all we can do is wait downstairs and hope he'll show. What was that?
What?
Thought I heard something. Listen. Yes, there it is again.
Uh-huh. In Punchy's room. It sounds like...
Wait, Robin. Let's try the door. It's unlocked. Uh-oh.
Christopher Columbus. Look, Batman. On the floor.
Now I see him. Great Scott. This fellow's been stabbed.
Yeah, and unless I miss my guess, it's Punchy.
He answers the description all right. Oh, he's in bad shape. Quick, where's the phone?
There isn't any. Jeepers, Batman. We counted on Punchy to tell
us.
Don't
waste time talking, Robin. Go out and find a doctor and a police officer.
I'm on my way.
Hurry, Robin, hurry.
Right. No use. I'm done for.
Take it easy, Punchy. We'll have a doctor here right away.
I gotta help the Titans and Bud Smith. Greatest pitcher ever.
Did you say Bud Smith?
Yeah. Get the coppers. Take him to Bud Smith.
Do you know where Smith is, Punchy?
Yeah. Latimer's got him.
Latimer, eh? I knew it. Where's he holding Smith?
In the bungalow. You gotta get there fast, or it'll be too late.
Where's his bungalow?
You're gonna finish him.
Where is the bungalow, Punchy? Where?
On Adams Street.
Adams Street?
Yeah. Doctor.
What number on Adams, do you know?
21-19.
21-19 Adams Street.
Yeah. Save Bud Smith. Titans can win with Smith.
We'll save him. Now listen.
First chance since 1935.
Punchy. Punchy.
Here's the doctor, Batman.
It's too late, Robin. He's gone.
Inspector Henderson on the car radio, Robin.
Okay, Pat.
Hurry. Tell him to meet us at 2119 Adams Street with a squad of officers, but quick.
Check. Batman and Robin calling Metropolis Police Headquarters. Batman and Robin calling Police Headquarters. Come in, please. Over.
Police Headquarters to Batman and Robin. Go ahead.
Urgent message to Inspector Henderson. Meet us at 2119 Adams Street. Repeat. Meet us at 2119 Adams Street with a squad of men at once. Bud Smith is there. Over.
Are you sure about Smith?
You heard me. Bud Smith is at 2119 Adams Street. And tell the inspector not to spare the horses.
Got it. Over and out.
Let's go, Batman.
Hang on to your hat, silly boy. We're on our way.
Pressing the accelerator down to the floorboards, Batman sends his powerful Batmobile roaring through the streets, bound for Dr. Marsh's bungalow. What will happen there? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
It's exciting, it's thrilling, and it's yours for only one dime in cash plus one Pep box stop. You bet I'm talking about the genuine Army Money Belt Kellogg's Pep is offering you. It's the real thing, just like the GIs wore, with three secret compartments, one large pocket and two smaller ones, and there's a special flap that folds over on the inside and keeps those pockets secret. A safe hiding place for your papers, letters, collections, secret codes. Swell when you go hiking for your scout knife or matches or money, or when you go to camp this summer. A genuine Army money belt in real GI khaki color with a full-size buckle. Adjustable so it'll fit you slick, and it's the genuine article. GIs paid a dollar for it, but all you do is to mail 10 cents and one box top from a package of those super delicious whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? You send one dime and one box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman. Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is good for only a few more days, so don't put it off. Those secret money belts are going fast, and send in your order today. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. As Batman and Robin in their Batmobile roared up and stopped before Dr. Marsh's small bungalow on Adams Street, a police car carrying Inspector Henderson and half a dozen officers swung in from the corner and braked to a stop beside them. As we continue now, the police officers have spread around to the outside of the house. Batman, Robin, Inspector Henderson, and Sergeant Healy stand on the little porch outside the front door.
Ring the bell again, Inspector.
I've rung it half a dozen times, Batman. Either nobody's inside or they're playing possum.
I'm sure they're in there.
So am I.
Well, we'll find out right now. Break that window, Healy.
Okay, Inspector.
Careful, though. Just in case somebody's standing inside with a gun.
Well, if they are, this ought to draw a shot.
Quick, get back, Healy.
Okay.
Nothing happened, Batman.
Something tells me something will happen now. I'm going in through the window.
No, no, no. Come back here, Batman.
Sorry, Inspector. This is my party.
And mine. Come back here, Robin. All right, come on, Healy. Let's follow them.
Right, Inspector.
Smith. Bud Smith.
Where are you, Latimer? You better give up. This is the end of the line.
Anybody home, Batman?
Doesn't seem to be.
This bedroom is empty.
So is this one.
Yeah, and so is the living room and the kitchen. The whole house is empty.
Maybe not, Inspector. No attic, but there's a cellar.
Well, Healy's down there. Find anything, Healy?
Nobody down here in the cellar, Inspector.
Yeah, I thought not.
Then where is Bud Smith? And where's Big George Latimer?
I don't know, Robin. It looks as if Latimer's outsmarted us again.
Helplessly, Batman and Robin look about the small, empty bungalow, while Inspector Henderson glares at them angrily. Yes, once more the cunning Big George Latimer has outmaneuvered Batman and Robin and the police. What will happen now with only hours remaining before Superman's mind and body are crippled forever? Exciting things happen in tomorrow's episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Vacation days. Man, that's crumbles weather. Extra playtime means that you need the energy a real whole wheat cereal can give you. So wrap yourself around a bowl full of Kellogg's Crumbles, those crinkly shreds of sweet and mellow-rich whole wheat, cool and fresh and breezy-tasting in cool milk. Mm-mm. A dish full of those Kellogg's Crumbles, sprinkled with ripe red chilled berries, and swimming to the brim in cool milk. Good? Why, it's terrific. You bet you're in for a prize dish with crisp, crunchy, crinkly Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.